Joining the conversation this morning from the city of Orillia, City Councilor Ralph Cipolla. Ralph, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Mr. Kelly. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Just call me Sean and Miriam, and we have an intern with us, Paul, here in Mix 97 in the studios this morning. And we appreciate you giving some time, Counselor.
No problem, Sean. Thank you. My honor and my pleasure.
Well, Canadian legend Gordon Lightfoot passed away Monday night in Toronto. It's from Orillia. His music now has taken off. We were checking earlier this morning. He's now back on charts around the world. People, you know, he's gaining new fans after they've heard about it. And we wanted to touch base with his hometown, Orillia. And there's been quite the outpouring of love, sir, with the Gordon Lightfoot statue.
There has. And first of all, Gordon Lightfoot is put Orillia on the map many, many, many years ago. And he still did and does. We're very saddened to learn about his passing. And he was highly regarded in Orillia, had an immense impact on our community through and deep roots in our community. Well, I grew up close to him. He lived on John Street, and I lived on Nottawasaga. And I'll tell you a personal story about it. There was a park in between our two neighborhoods. And I was 9 years old, and we played in the park, and he was a lot older. And the people there, or the kids there, would gang up on us and everything else. And Mr. Lightfoot, their guard, would stand up for us and shoo them off and get rid of them. So I owe a lot of personal
he saved you a couple of black eyes, Counselor.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He did. We are celebrating life. There's a lot of flowers and everything else at his thing. But also, Mariposa Folk Festival looked to opportunity to pay a tribute to him this summer when our festival gets underway in July. He donated quite a bit to the Operas and Soldiers Memorial Hospital. So he is Mr. Orillia, to be honest with you, and we are very, very saddened. His generous personality, he would do concerts in Orillia where he would donate half to the hospital and half to the less fortunate in our community. So,
Counselor, very kind soul. It's nice to hear that story coming this morning out of Orillia because, like you said, you grew up just a couple of streets away from Mr. Gordon Lightfoot. And, you know, when you got the news that he had passed away Monday night, how did you personally feel?
I had tears in my eyes. You know, I've known him for a long time, and I was participant in the Mariposa Folk Festival. And I'll tell you one very important story for me. I had just had a grandson. My daughter just had a little boy. And we went to the festival, and he came over and made him laugh. And to me, that brought tears in my eyes, the memory of that, where he was so kind and so generous to people. Not like some entertainers that it's all about them. This was about the people in Orillia, the people that he met, the people that he associated with, or at a concert like Mariposa Folk Festival, he would make sure that he would participate in the audience and walk around, say hello, shake hands, sign autographs, and that kind of thing. So he was a true gentleman, a true Orillian, and we will miss him immensely in our community with the impact that he had.
Counselor Cipolla, was he highly visible in Orillia? Would he come into town, stay and go to the local coffee shops, that kind of thing? Would you see him around buying gas at the gas station, that kind of thing?
Yeah, he would in his earlier life. In his later life, he was not quite as that. But when he did come up to play at the Mariposa Folk Festival or a concert at the Opera House, yes, he would walk the streets and say hello to everybody and that kind of stuff. So he was, like I said, he was true Orillian. And he made Orillia and put us on the map throughout the world, not just in North America.
Well, thanks for your time this morning. This is Orillia Councillor Ralph Cipolla. How's everything else going on in Orillia? Things are good?
Things are excellent. We're working hard to get our budgets in order and working hard to make sure that the taxpayers of this community are looked after. And getting over COVID is going to be a hard thing. And I'm working on a on a mayor's task force to see if we can eliminate some of the opioids crisis we have in all our communities, not just Orillia. But again, right now we're going to concentrate on Gord Lightfoot's life and honor him and pay a lot of tributes to him throughout our city.
All right. Thank you for your time, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
No problem, Sean. Thank you, and stay safe. And we'll hear from Gord Lightfoot from heaven, play his The Sinking of Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yeah, is that your favorite song?
Yes, it is.
It's a long one, too. You know, that's...
It's a long one, but it's associated with an area in Ontario that a lot of people are familiar with.
Yeah, very much so. Thank you. Appreciate this. Councillor Ralph Sapolia of the City of Orillia.